The title of today's message is Spiritual Warfare, and the passage is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 11. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And the key verse is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Let's read together this key verse. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. We will listen to the message through our pastor. Greetings to the congregation and the servants of the Lord. And this morning, we will come to study the Word of God through the title, Spiritual Warfare. Who will participate in this spiritual warfare? And the key verse is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And we have said, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, steadfast. I have read a story. It's more like a fable, but it is a true story. In Lao Cai, in northern Vietnam, there is a lake, a large lake, and with the clear water, there is an old one, a Chinese old man. He does not have any family or a house. No relatives, but he is addicted to marijuana, and his interest, he only have a boat, small boat that he lives on, and he raised 12 ravens. And these 12 ravens, and each morning after he had breakfast, and drinking, and then he smoked his marijuana, and then he bring this marijuana onto the these birds, and then they smell this marijuana smoke, and all day they are all under the influence of this marijuana, and in the afternoon he released the 12 ravens so that they can find fish in this lake. And he was not raising the ravens. It's actually the raven is raising him. Because whenever the raven caught a fish, the raven would come in his boat and spit out the fish. And then he will reach more marijuana, you know, and he tie up the neck of the raven so they could not swallow. So the raven must spit out when he took the ring off the collar of the bird, then the bird can swallow. And then from morning, from night to when all the ravens caught fish, and then he would still sell those fish, and all his supplies is coming from the hardworking of these 12 ravens that he raised. And when I read, I was thinking, Satan is the one who will attack the weakness of our flesh. And finally, it's just like we are like addiction that many of us will under the deceitfulness of Satan, maybe because of a small kind of that we are still under the domination of Satan. But we give thanks to the Lord. God is the God of all grace that who have called to his eternal glory in Christ. And after we suffer a little while, the Lord will restore us to make strong, to make us firm, and make us steadfast. We give thanks these have done in each of our individual children. And from this passage of Peter, we will think about the area in this spiritual warfare that we will have to participate. Let's pray for guidance to see which area that we will fight in spiritual warfare. Dear our loving Father, we are thankful because you see our suffering under the monitoring of Satan, that we become slaves serving the deceitfulness of Satan. But you have saved us. You have called us to come into your eternal glory in Christ. And you have promised that after we have suffered a little while, the Lord will restore, that will make us strong, and will establish us and make us steadfast in the role, in the glory, your glory. May we understand this spiritual warfare that we are facing, that this area that we have to focus to be alert so that we can defeat our enemy. May your word teach us my heart and the hearts of our believers here, that our thoughts can encourage and build up, that all will be stand up strong before God. We live up this hour. May the Holy Spirit teach us that we will listen to your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In spiritual warfare, there are three areas that we can recognize. The first is recognize our enemy in this warfare. Before coming into warfare, we know, must know who our enemy is, how he is working. The second point, that we recognize the strategy in this warfare, that we are facing the enemy. How do we fight? What strategy do we have? The third point is to recognize victory at the spiritual, and that's the result that will be given to the Lord. The first point, recognize our enemy in this warfare. The first thing that Peter said is that in verse 8, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. We're coming back from in strategy in the old game, they have a saying, the same as knowing other, knowing myself. 100 battles, 100 victories. That's a saying that we've been used to when we grow up as a Vietnamese cookie. Maybe we do not know ourselves. Sometimes we do not know our enemy. And Peter is a fisherman. But I think that he has given a strategy so that we can face the spiritual warfare. And by a few verses, be alert and of sober mind. Be alert for self-control. With the attitude is for your own attitude. To self-control is to recognize about us. We know how do we act. Some of them, that we have certain many kind of sickness like cholesterol high, high pressure, or something in our blood that is a toxin. Then when you eat, you do not really eat. You have to alert because you want to keep your health. We have to be alert. We have to be self-controlled. When we eat something, we know that there are something that can influence our health by the food we eat. If we do not suffer because we do not recognize ourselves. But when we recognize ourselves, then that person must have self-control or be alert. And in the old time, my son can eat everything, but afterward, 10 years ago, I could not eat shrimp. And every time he ate shrimp, and then the swollen in the neck, he could not breathe. And because if every time he must know, is it cooked with some shrimp in it? Or there is some shrimp in the food? So my tool has to select the kind of food that there is nothing has touched on the shrimp. Because knowing eating shrimp, the neck will be swollen. There are many other things similar here. The human sickness, we understand the situation that we know. And so self-control is when we recognize about us. The word of God let us know that each Christian needs to be alert because we know that we have a weakness in the flesh. The one who does not be alert know that they don't have a wisdom. But if we know how weakness in the flesh is a point for the attack of Satan. And James said, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire in interest. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. Each one have a desire of the flesh, and it gives birth to sin in this world. And if we can give birth to sin, it will birth to death. So our food, we know that we have so much fat in it, so much tumor, that we continue to consume those kind of food, then we will die. So the first thing, and Peter recommends all of us, be alert. That's the first strategy. The second strategy is alert. Be of sober mind. Be alert is with respect to the enemy. If sober mind is self-control, then alert is to recognize the enemy. When we know our enemy, always we have to be alert. And because the Lord knows our life, the soul is wanting, but the weak flesh is weak. And Jesus led the disciples to Gethsemane to pray. He said, this is when the soul is so sad that Jesus said that all the disciples had promised, declare, whoever betray you, but not me, the disciples there. But when they come, stay up and pray, what do they say? They do. They sleep. They could never recognize the weakness of their flesh. And we are attacked by the enemy. And the strategy that we have in the alert is someone who knows the enemy. Let us be sober mind, recognize ourselves. Know us, know the enemy, 100 victories in 100 battles. May we have the strategy that has expressed in the Word of God. Peter has taught us this strategy. Now, be mind, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. A roaring lion is something who is roaring because of hungry, because of the fierceness of him. Well, somebody think that Satan is some like a soul, lost soul, to come back from the dead. So we think the devil is not real. The Bible is saying that who the devil is. Devil is the sinful angel rebels against God. And Jesus called them Satan. That means the rebellion against God. Our enemy is true, is real, and has been affirmed. Those are like roaring lions. In Ephesians chapter 6, 12, those are a stronghold. The power of this dark world is Satan. The spiritual forces of evil in this heavenly realm is Satan. We have to recognize our enemy, who it is. I have heard of some person, they are not just like roaring lions, but they just appear like roaring to make us afraid. But no, the Lord God affirmed that the devil is a roaring lion. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. And like or as, that describes the essence, not just the form outside, but it is the essence of the devil. And so this word, like roaring lion, expresses the fierceness of Satan, the power, the strength, just like a roaring lion. And so it's not just a form, but it is the essence of Satan. In 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light, and the way he will come like a beautiful angel of light, we have to know that the essence, the character of Satan is like a roaring lion, though they can appear with different forms, with a beautiful form. Inside there, the essence is still like a roaring lion. We always, and the Satan has borrowed the body of a snake in the Garden of Eden to tempt Eve and Adam, even though they can borrow of a deer or a bird to come and talk to Eve. The result will be the same, because of the essence of the devil is there. So when we evaluate, not about our true form, but if it is not a roaring lion, but if it's not fierce, then the Bible would not recommend us to be alert and of sober mind. Because if the devil is not like a roaring lion, we would not be alert or of sober mind. But because of the fierceness of Satan, that the Bible tells us to equip ourselves with the full armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's scheme. In Ephesians chapter 6:11, not just put on a few, but put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. The devil is not only to be just barking like a dog and then will come. It's not like that. The character of Satan to destroy the people of God. And Peter said, the devil would devour someone who he can. And I have the story of someone. He said, I worked for my father for many years, and my dad is a master electrician. I remember in the beginning, I was so careful not to touch any wires. I think that new house there I was so get shocked, so he went out and bought me some wire tester. And with those things, I was able to test everything before I touch him. I use a tester to test whether electricity is flowing here or there or not. But I remember watching my dad back then, and still today, look around high voltage with no fear whatsoever. And I asked, how did you do it? And my dad smiled and said, well, the first thing you have to do is respect it. Then you can handle it. to distinguish wherever there is electricity or not will let us know how to discern that. Then we can handle it. To be careful of enemy that requires the word of God. The alert of sober mind and the enemy is like a roaring. And so when we are careful about enemy, we have the way to handle Satan. The failure often in Christian mind is that we do not respect our enemy. We may be a different role, different situation, next recognizing our enemy is the roaring lion. We have a strategy to handle Satan. Well, with us, Peter not only help us to recognize the enemy, but he can also give us the strategy to fight against Satan. The strategy of the scheme is that to our will crowd around like that. The devil will see us. Do we see the devil? No. Then prowling means know that we could not see the devil, but don't think that then the devil does not exist. Peter, they are prowling around. That means there are many evil spirits around in different places, in different forms, and are prowling and are looking and for a way to swallow us. The purpose of Satan to find that can find someone it can swallow, then devour. The purpose is to find and devour the Christian. The devil cannot fight against the Lord, and because he cannot fight the Lord, so he found the scheme to attack all the children of God instead. And so he can find to deceive us, to destroy us, to destroy the Christian, the believers. When Peter mentioned that we have to face our enemy before, he said in chapter 4, verse 7, 1 Peter, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind. When the end of all things is near, reminding of the church to be alert and sober mind so that you may pray. That means the spiritual warfare that you and I are facing is be more intense. And we do not forget our enemy ever. The word of God. Let us sing. John, give John that in Revelation in 12, verse 12. Therefore, because the devil has gone down to you, he is still a fury because he knows that his time is short. So our situation we are facing with the devil, that is even more and more intense because they know their time is up. So when we are lax in the final honor, that we continue to be led astray more easily, that we have to be alert that our enemies before we come into the spiritual warfare. If we do not know our enemies, how do we fight? Give thanks to God. This is the way that we can live in the last days, to know our enemy and handle it. The second point, to recognize the strategy, our strategy. What is our strategy? Verse 9. Resist him, the devil. God does not ask us to run away. And we have to resist the devil. We have to know how to do it so that we can resist. It says, standing firm in the faith to fight the devil, to resist the devil. In the normal way, when we go to war, that's for, in peace time, in peaceful time, we have to be aware. When we go to war, what do? We have to face and fight. And sometimes we have a reverse situation. When the devil comes, we run away. When the devil is far away, we run after them. That's the opposite. The strategy that is wrong. So we have won. When we are in the battle, we have to fight the devil. We have to recognize our enemy. That is the enemy of God. It's the enemy of God. And the enemy of all believers. The way we face him, to be strong, firm, and safe. God giving us to have money to use it. And if we use it incorrectly, we'll go wrong way. God can give us love, so we can love. But if we say, oh, I love the devil, that's wrong. And so our love is to love our brother and sister. The one who are uncomfortable, we are comfortable, who make us sad is wrong. But we are facing them. We cannot use love. We have to use faith to fight against the devil. The faith is something God requires to for us to be close to God. When we come to God, we can fight against the devil. That faith is to dependence on God, only God alone. If we depend on God and also depend on other strength, we cannot fight the devil that way. In Hebrews chapter 11, without faith, we cannot please God. It is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That expresses the power. The faith is to receive all the grace of the reward from the Lord. Cannot come to God without faith. We cannot pray without faith. And the communication. Faith is a land to fight against me. Whoever stands apart from this holy land will fail against the devil. There is no other land that we can stand. Faith is the weapon so that we can fight. If that person does not weapon, that person will be attacked by the flaming arrows. And Ephesians chapter 6, chapter 12, to use the shield of faith to extinguish the flaming arrows. Martin Luther is the one who reformed the Catholic Church. When he recognized that faith, salvation comes from faith, by not by the word, but the suffering. And when he began to stand up, to bring, come back with the word of God, and then the Satan attacked Martin Luther. And he said, you are sinful. You could not do anything before God. And Satan was attacking Martin by listing all the sins of Martin Luther. And you have some bad thoughts in your. You did not treat your family well. And Satan lists a long list of sins committed by Muslims. This is your sin. How do you do with your sin? And Martin Luther, I acknowledge all the sin that you list out. But now, he said, now, right across them all, the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses me of sin. Yes. This is what we can see to face the enemy who condemn us, who persecute us through our sin. The devil can condemn us because our weakness, but the blood of Christ can clean us of all of our sin. Faith, when we come with God, close to God, so our God will face the enemy, not us. And the creation, remember, the spiritual warfare that we are facing is not only one person. We would not fight lonely by ourselves. So whoever depart from the end army, that is will be carry your European. Whoever leave the position, that person will be captured by the devil. Our spiritual warfare is a common warfare, though each one of us are facing a different kind of problem. But our warfare is common to all. And Peter said, because we know that all other persons are also being persecuted around the world. Each one has a particular that we are facing individually, but we are common in a spiritual warfare together. And the congregation, the shield that we are given by God, by faith, is very wonderful. When we are seeing the Roman soldier or all the movies, when the arrows coming, they come together and they raise up their shield. It becomes a very good defense. Become a fence that then can ward out the arrows because they come again. But before, behind those shields or the people are raising up, and faith is something that we are using together to fight against the scheme of the devil. And the congregation, faith is the shield that we can cover. Faith will cover other people. Faith of the parents will hide us. Faith of the husband will cover the wife. Faith of friends will lean on to cover us. So do not display and use that faith. And so that is faith. It's the best that it requires you and me to use it to make faith stronger by our practice, by the word God. And Peter has suffered many things, even though Peter is one of the closest disciples of Christ. Peter, that if something, he always represents the disciple before Christ. Peter is the first one to call Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God. Peter was the only one that come across the stormy sea to walk on water. Then Peter has done many more things. But there is one blemish that we reminded Peter. Peter denied the Lord 3 times. But that is like a symbol behind Peter's life, that he suffered for that. So Peter encouraged him. The faith of shield of faith must be used always when he wrote in the first church, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 9, he said, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith good. Add to goodness knowledge. Add to knowledge self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, mutual affection. And that faith even more dense when we continue to train our faith." And the congregation, Jesus said, who has been equipped, none, we could not be afraid of anything that would not happen. But whoever is lacking the equipment, it will be like a blind person. That if we are nearsighted, we cannot fight and say that. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being unaffected and unaffected in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting what they have been cleansed from their past sins. The third point, in this spiritual welfare, we have to recognize victory afterward. In verse 10, "And the God of all grace. Thanks be to God. We are been received grace by the Lord. We have been saved because of God's grace. We have been having the essence of God, the character of God. We participate in the everlasting word because of His grace. We can fight. We can have victory because of grace of God. Whatever we have that does not come from grace of God, all the grace will come from God. And in that grace, and Paul said, the result of this warfare against has been determined according to glory, but before the lips of God. That is, therefore, put on full armor of God, so that the one who called you into his eternal glory, this spiritual warfare that we are facing is for us to come into the glory forever with Christ. That's the purpose. That's the purpose for you and me to face those power of darkness. We have to be firm in faith so that we can fight. And then we bump into the purpose that God has have us come into the glory of God. And then Paul agreed with Peter when he wrote to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13b. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. That means that the Lord wants you and me to be firm in the faith so that we can fight against the devil in only a short time. We are fighting with the Lord. It's our battle, but the result, victory, comes from the Lord. In other words, God are fighting with us, and we will have the same victory with the Lord. And see, the power of God belongs to God. The power of God only belongs to God. And we know though the result has been determined, we know that we have victory. We have to remember, in this present time, we have to suffer a little while. We have to face the power of darkness, that we will gain victory. This spiritual world is only a short time, and it depends on each person. We remember, we will have victory afterward. We will not give up. We will not let us relax before the devil. We will not lack alertness. We are promised. After you have done what we are facing the enemy, he will restore us. He will strengthen us. He will make us steadfast. And the result, alas, for you and me, that we will be restored, we will be strengthened, we will resolve. We will be established. What was established? That He will establish a place. But whoever hope will have new strength. God has given us a growth that we come into the everlasting purpose of God, that we are fighting with faith. Then we will get victory. And today, we are connected to earth ever in heaven for us. But this life, this present life, and the future life in everlasting has a connection to come to glory. Today, we do not suffer, do not think that we come into the glory if we do not use faith to fight them. And so, may the Lord help us to fight against the devil, connect our life with Christ, but according to the strategy of God, not by our will, by our own personal will. Must follow the strategy of God. Faraday is a famous scientist. He was so busy But Faraday always faithful to worship God in all of his dealing with Israel. And some of others, scientists were not working. All these discovery of Faraday has been known. One day when he want to lecture before a crowd, a big room, there are many other researchers. Even the Prince of England was there, and Faraday came out of the podium. Everybody stood up and clapped him for this lecture. And then the Prince stood up and say a few words and to praise Faraday. And afterwards, they were looking for Faraday will come back and respond to the praise of the Prince of England and all the clapping. But nobody saw where Faraday was. Where's Faraday? They said they went. He went outside to come back and worship in his small group. Faraday did not forfeit the opportunity to worship God, even though he has a good lecture that was praised by the prince for
him.
So he was successful scientist. His success in science is connected to his faithfulness in worshiping with his small groups. And so, dear congregation, God is an all grace who come into his glory, call us into his glory. After we suffer a little, that we continue to fight as we are living today. In this suffer little while, the Lord will restore you and make us strong, firm, and make us steadfast, and establish us into his everlasting. May the Lord encourage you and me, so we can recognize our enemy, recognize the strategy that God uses so we can stand firm in the faith to fight against the enemy. Recognize the victory that we will have, that we will follow the right strategy. May the Lord's grace be with you. Let's all stand. We will read together the key verse. This is a reminder that we will be encouraging us to remember. And the God of all grace, who call you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. We are thankful. We thank you, God, of all grace has been received from God. We are thankful for all grace who give the weapon, that faith, so we can come to God to fight and have victory over something. We are thankful because the word has explained to us to encourage always to be alert, a sober mind, recognize ourselves and our enemy. Because if we do not be alert and be of sober mind, if we do not self-control, that we do not know our situation, we will face failure. May you teach us, recognize our inner man, and also the strategy that God wants us to have. That is, we have to fight with our faith, where some the busyness of life has caused us to step away from this faith, and then we will face failure under Satan's scheme. And each day Satan can deceive us, because Satan is against God, rebellious God. And Satan would try to destroy us, but the word of God would strengthen us to be strong in faith to fight against the devil. But we know that the victory will be ours when we lean on this thing, that God will give us victory. And when we obedient of God's everlasting strategy, we will be restored, when we strengthen, we will be established and positioned in the heavenly realm. may we not disappoint it, or be wary that our faith could encourage others, so that we can encourage our relatives, our brothers and sisters, our parents concerned with their children. The one goal will concern for the later generation, so that in faith that the devil cannot destroy us. But we will be strengthened by the word. May you lead your children. The closer to the end, we know the spiritual warfare continues to be more intense each day. May you remind each of us to become the fighter that will be victorious in this everlasting strategy. All the glory be yours. We'll be with the congregation. We are thankful, Lord. We give ourselves into your hand. We are thankful. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.